mother.
Lift your hands to the Lord and thank Him. Say, I thank You. I thank You. I thank You for the opportunity of seeing a brand new year. I thank You and I give You praise. Can we give it to Him? Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Give Him honor. Adore His name. Bless His name. Give Him praise. Magnify Him. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. Bless His name. Adore Him. Thank Him. Give Him praise. Give Him honor. We exalt Your name. We glorify Your name. We give You praise. There is no like unto You. Thank You for help this year. Thank You for bringing me this far. Thank You for a gift of a new year. Thank You for a new year filled with opportunities. We lift up our hands and our hearts and we say thank You. We magnify Your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. With our right hand still lifted up, let's make a confession to Him and say, this year, You are all that matters. I give You the primary place. I give You Your area of authority in my life. You are the one that matters. This year, You matter more than me. You matter more than my desire. You matter more than what I need. You matter more than my family. You matter more than my ministry. You matter more than my job. You are the one that matters. I give You preeminence in every area of my life. I give You preeminence. I give You preeminence. I give You preeminence in every area of my life. I give You preeminence in every area of my life. You are the one that matters. I give You preeminence, control of every area of my life. I give You preeminence in every area of my life. You are the one that matters. I give You praise. I give You honor. I bless Your name. I adore You. You are the one that matters. 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 I give You praise. I give You honor. Blessed be Your name, O Lord. You are the one that matters. We give You honor. We adore Your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray again? Say, this year, I live the supernatural life. Say, I enjoy supernatural grace. In the name of Jesus. In this year of living the life of the supernatural, I enjoy supernatural grace. In the name of Jesus. Unexplainable grace. This year, 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 unexplainable grace. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy supernatural grace. I enjoy supernatural wisdom. In everything I do, everything I go, wherever I go, I enjoy supernatural wisdom. In my place of work, in my academics, wherever I am, whatever I do, wherever I walk, in my family, I enjoy supernatural wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I live this supernatural life and I enjoy supernatural wisdom. I live this supernatural life and I enjoy this supernatural wisdom. I live this supernatural life. I enjoy supernatural wisdom. I enjoy supernatural favor. All the days of this year, in the name of Jesus, wherever I go, men arise and favor me. Wherever I go, men arise and favor me. Wherever I go, men arise and favor me. I enjoy this supernatural favor. I live this supernatural life, and I enjoy supernatural favor. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your two hands on your head. Call your name. Say, call your name. Let me hear you. You shall not be stuck. Hello. You know, sometimes you are stuck. You want to move, you can't move. You want to do something, you can't do. You can be stuck for many reasons. For illness. If you don't have money, you can be stuck. You might not be able to do what you want. Put your two hands on your head and say, this year, I shall not be stuck. In the name of Jesus, supernatural breakthroughs all around me, all around me, all around me. I receive supernatural breakthroughs. All around me, I shall not be stuck. 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 I shall not lack help. I shall not be stuck. 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 I shall not be stuck this year. La maga leboko le meshita la makaria kalabaka. Eria gala makete leboko li meke leboko ria. A la makaria kalebo shite lebo. A piodu aribike hear the word of the Lord. You are living this supernatural life. You shall not be stuck. You shall not be stuck. You shall not be stuck. Let there be supernatural breakthrough for you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I hear amen in the house? I want you to lift your hand up and ask for a breakthrough in a particular area of your life in this month of January. We are not waiting till the end of a year before the Lord does great and mighty things for us. Lift your right hand up. Say, in this month of January, let there be breakthrough in this area of my life for me. In this year of living this financial life, let there be a breakthrough. Let there be a breakthrough. Mention the area of your life. In this month of January. In this month of January. In this month of January. Let there be a breakthrough in this particular area of my life. In the name of Jesus. In this month of January. Let there be a breakthrough in this particular area of my life. In the name of Jesus. In this particular area of my life. Let there be breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Lift your two hands to the Lord and say, Lord, to you I commit this year. Once again, all over again. To you, to your able hands. You that is able to keep from falling. To your hands, your able hands. I commit this year again. All over again. Without you, I'm nothing. Without you, I'm nothing. You are the one that created this world. You are the one that created this year. And I commit this year into your able hands. Able God, I commit everything concerning me into your hands again. Let me not fail. Let me not be stopped. Let me not falter. I commit every area of my life this year unto your life. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Mark 16. Let's start reading from verse 14. Mark 16. From verse 14. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who have seen him after he has risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Hello. Hello. Please, I need you to listen to me attentively. I need you to listen to me attentively. Some of you, your life, your Christian life is too boring to attract anybody to the faith. There is nothing interesting about your life, your walk with God, that makes anybody want to be a Christian. Our life, boring, normal, complacent, the experience of everybody is your experience. Why then should I be a Christian when my life is much more interesting than you, even though I'm an unbeliever? The issue is that we have refused to take God on his word and ask God for more than we are experiencing. Some have never experienced a miracle in their life. No, some have never experienced a breakthrough in their life. Some have never experienced what the people in the Bible times experienced. And you are okay with it. This year, don't be okay with a life that is ordinary. This year, let your experience be an experience that people in the Bible have in their relationship with God. So brothers, sisters, I'm here to tell you that our God is a supernatural God. He is supernatural. The Bible that you read is a supernatural book. Remember, if you remove all the supernatural events from the Bible becomes a history book.
And some of you are living your life as if your life is a mere history. And in the history, it has no supernatural component of it.
T.L. Osborne says, Christianity without power, without the supernatural, is a philosophy.
If Christianity is a philosophy, we are not different from any other religion. But what separates us is that we have a relationship with the supernatural God. Please, can we agree on one thing first this morning? There is more to the faith than what you are experiencing, and you must start experiencing it.
Hello, are we here in church?
Do we have an agreement? The first agreement, there is more in God than we are experiencing. And this year, we will start experiencing it. Is it an agreement? Leave your mind an agreement. Can I say there is more in God than I'm experiencing presently? And this year, I will pursue Him and experience more of Him in the name of Jesus. Can you make that confession again? Say there is more in God. There is more in God than I am experiencing. Say this year, I experience more of the supernatural. I experience supernatural dimension of what God is in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Gideon's life has become normal. He was hiding in a cave doing his work when the angel of God appeared to him and called him man of valor. And what he asked him is that, why is it that the things we heard that God did in the days of our fathers, why is he not doing it now? Have you asked yourself that question? Gideon asked God, why is he, God asked the angel, why is God not still moving like those days? Again, God gave him some answers and started giving him supernatural experiences. Ask and ye shall receive. Please listen to me. If you want your life to be normal, seek. Attacked by the devil, anything happening to you anyhow, hungry, begging, borrowing all around the place, it's your choice. You can live that. If you want your life to be supernatural, living above everything, prevailing over circumstances, it's your life. You can live it. The choice is yours. But brethren, I need you to know this morning that we are created for the supernatural. Number one, we are created for the supernatural experiences. The supernatural means beyond the natural. It means beyond a realm or system that transcends natural. Supernatural means unable to be explained by science or the law of nature. Have you had an experience in your life that medical science cannot explain, that science cannot explain, that people can say it can only be God? When we are talking about the supernatural, we are saying beyond what science or the laws of nature can explain. When we are talking about supernatural, we are saying a life pertaining to, a life that has the characteristics, a life that is attributed to God. It is pertaining to God, it has the characteristics of God, and it is attributed to God. Living the supernatural is living a life empowered by God. Living the supernatural life is living a life from your position in heaven, here on earth. Living your life from your position in heaven, here on earth, an American ambassador, in any country where he stays, that is called the embassy, is a territory of his country. So if you are a child of God and you are his ambassador, where you live on earth should be like heaven because you're representing heaven. So if you live the heaven experience on earth, you are living a supernatural life. And we were created for the supernatural. Genesis chapter 1, let's read from verse 26 quickly. 21, 26 says, and the Lord said, let us make man in our image. There is nothing as supernatural as that first word. Let us make God. Let us make man in our image. Brethren, look at me. If God looks at himself, if a man looks at himself in a mirror, what does he see? He sees his image. Is it your image you see in your mirror? Hello, are we here? If you check a mirror, what do you see in the mirror? What do you see? Your image. Okay, and the Bible says, God, let us create man in our heart. So if God looks into the mirror, what should he see? You.
It's not himself.
You check the mirror, what do you see? You see an image of you. But God said, a straight man in an image. So when God thinks about you, when God thinks about your life, He wants to see you in your life a reflection of everything that He is, including His wisdom, including His power, because you were created in the image of God. Please look at your life now. Are you an image of God? Are you an image of the experiences that God expects you to have? Can men see you and what you are going through and say, this can only be God? You are an express image of God. And your life must reflect that accordingly. See, this set of teachings are supposed to make you angry and arise up in faith and become what God has created you to be. So we are created in the image of God according to our likeness. His image and our likeness. We can stay here for a long time. When they say your child looks like you, he's like his father. What do they mean? Maybe you walk like him. You speak like him. You have that kind of wisdom like that person. And you were created in the likeness of God. Check your life. Is your life reflecting that word that you were created in the likeness of God? Are you like him? Brethren, naturally, you are supposed to be naturally supernatural and supernaturally natural. In your natural form is supernatural. Why? You were created in his image, in his likeness. And then the third one, he said, well, let us give him them dominion. You are not only the image of God, you are not only the likeness of God, you have been given dominion. Power to rule, power to be in charge, power to be in control. So God created you for the supernatural. You are his image, you are his likeness, he gave you dominion. And if you go back down to Genesis chapter 3 verse 8, you discover that God gave them complete access to his presence. They had a relationship with God, and they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and Eve and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So that means God always comes in the evening or anytime he wants to come and fellowship them. So they were seeing God. They were seeing God. They were talking with God. They had seen the hand of God. So what more is much more supernatural than that? They were created for this. And you know what? You are naturally supernatural. When God created us at first, before sin came, we were created to be naturally supernatural. But the devil hated that. The second point I needed to know, that the devil is against your supernatural nature. And he will do everything for you not to live the supernatural life. Including making you afraid. Including making you fearful. Including making you not to ask for it. Including making you not to live by faith. Including making you not to live the supernatural life. He will do everything to deny you of the basic things that God wants for you. He was created an angel, understood the supernatural. He lost his power. He lost his position and was thrown down on the earth. And he doesn't want man to attain that position that he lost. And he will do anything for a man not to get there. And that's why in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 to 7, he came and deceived man. So bear in mind that you were created for the supernatural. Number two, know that the devil will do everything for you not to live the supernatural. You are supposed to do everything yourself also to live the supernatural life. That means you should be on a coalition cause against the devil all the days of your life. You must do the works of God and destroy the works of the devil for you to live the supernatural life. So the devil does not want you to live the supernatural life. And the easiest way he did it was to introduce sin into the world. So sin corrupted and ruined the supernatural nature of human beings. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God?
The supernatural is part of the glory of God. So sin makes us to fall short of the express desire. It made us to fall short of the height that God wants us to live. Sin made Adam to fall short. Sin is making us presently, continually, to fall short of his glory. Do you know what sin did? Number one, when man fell, sin separated the spirit of man from God. I didn't tell you before, but let me say it now. The supernatural also means your spirit communicating with God, the Holy Spirit of God, without any inhibitions. So, when God told man, if you eat of this fruit, you will die. What died in man is the spirit of man, who was man himself, died. So, sin separated man from God, corrupted our spirit, and disconnected us from the supernatural. It was sin that made the converted man from a supernatural being to become natural. When we committed sin, when Adam committed sin, his spirit died. His soul and body now were stronger and alive much more than his spirit. The spirit that connects with God died. And emotions, personal will, feelings took over, and our bodies took over. That is why for most of us, we can't hear God again. But for Adam and Eve, their spirits were alive, they can hear God all the time. They can see God. They can feel God. They can hear him walking. They can walk with him because their spirits were alive. But for man, when sin came into the world, the soul took over. The body took over. 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians 2:14. So sin made man natural. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. So sin makes us natural, and a natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit, and the things of the Spirit are the supernatural things of life. They are foolishness to him. That's why he will say, how can a virgin give birth? See, no believer. A whole sea can be parted. Why? He's a natural man. He does not understand the things of the Spirit, and he cannot experience the supernatural. Because of sin, the devil started having dominion over us on earth. Please listen to me. And because God created us on supernatural, God found temporary means of making man to live the supernatural life until he brings a permanent solution to the problem. That was why he started calling the patriarch. He called Abraham. You look at the life of Abraham, there are supernatural dimensions of his life that people in his age did not live. You look at Isaac, supernatural dimension. He sowed in the land in a time of famine, and extravagant grace came upon him. That was supernatural. In the life of Jacob with Laban, and Jacob with his wife, Jacob with people around him, you will see an impact of a supernatural life that is not normal. But God was bringing that temporarily in one or two people. He just called one. But he created all of us ab initio for supernatural. But for us to have a taste of what it looks like in every generation, he picks one. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. He started with the patriarchs. He moved to the judges. Pick one. Deborah. Pick that one. Pick Samson. Pick them. Living one. You will see at that time, only one person will be living it. Everybody will congregate to the person. But that was not so initially. He moved from there. Started picking the prophet. And then they were all living this supernatural. One after the other. One after. Look at Elijah. Look at Elijah. Look at the tremendous supernatural experiences that they had. One after the other. But those were temporary measures of God to get us back to the supernatural. The permanent measure of God was to send Jesus into the world to get us back to the supernatural life. John 19:30. And when Jesus had received the sour wine, sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing, he said, he gave up his spirit. Turn to Matthew 27, verse 15. Matthew 27, verse 51. 27, 51. 27, 51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two, from the top to the bottom, and the earth quake, and the rock was split. Listen, I told you God has temporary measures. He called the patriarch, he called the judges, he called priests, he brought sacrifice, he called the prophet, giving all the best. You see, when he called the priest, there is a chief priest that have access to God on behalf of the whole nation. Once in a year, he entered the Holy of Holies to sacrifice a blood for the forgiveness of sin or for the covering of sin of everybody in that. He does that once in a year. And he will go into the innermost part. There is a veil separating like this altar. There will be a veil here. Something, a veil. Nobody can enter. It is only entered once in a year. And he will enter and bring them. But when he's entering, they will tie rope around him. Because nobody can enter apart from him. So if he's there, they will be pulling the rope. He will be pulling it back for them to know he's alive. So that God will not have struck him in his anger. Why? He is the only one that has been called by God to experience the supernatural and to transmit it to other people. But when Jesus died and shouted, "It is finished," the veil tore into two. So that what people have not been able to see for thousands of years, the inner part of his temple, everybody saw it. Why? God is saying it is not only by one man experiencing the supernatural again. The door to supernatural is open for all of you. Hello, are we here? The door to the supernatural is not for your pastor alone. It's not for the prophet. It's not for the priest alone. It is for everyone that is called by the name of the Lord. So when Jesus shouted, "It is finished," the veil torn into two, saying everybody now has access to God and everybody has access to the supernatural. And the veil tearing into two, the death of Christ on the cross of Calvary gave us victory over the devil and gives us access into the supernatural. So now we have access into the supernatural by the finished work of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Listen, your Christianity is not complete if you have Christ and you are only finding your way to heaven without living a supernatural life on earth. It's a waste of redemption. If your Christianity is only to take you to heaven, then the day you give your life to Christ, you go to heaven immediately. But there are many things God expects of you. One, you living the supernatural life. Two, you putting the devil under your feet. Three, you prevailing over the circumstances of life. He left you here as an example of the supernatural. So when you don't live it, you are bringing shame and embarrassment to the cross of Christ and what he did there for you and I. There's an access to the supernatural. And that access is through the cross of Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 12. John 1, verse 12. John 1, 12. "But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." What do you think I can deny my children? Please think about it. Is there anything I have that I can deny my children? So as many as receive him that believe on his name, he gave them power to become the children of God. And children look like their parents. He gave them access to the supernatural life of God. So when you give your life to Christ, he gave you access to the supernatural life of God.
You are here, you have not given your life to Christ. You act like a chicken that the devil can stamp on and deal with anyhow, anytime.
You are here, you have given your life to Christ. You are not living this natural. You are the one that the devil will make you bow down your head all the days of your life. Even though you have given your life to Christ. He can come one day, take your child, God forbid. Come one day, afflict you with sickness, God forbid. He can come one day, take away your job, God forbid. He can come one day, harass you with accident, God forbid. Because you are not living this natural life.
A Christian who has given life to Christ that is not living this natural life, the difference between him and the unbeliever is that he is going to heaven. But on earth, the suffering continues for both of them. And that should not be your experience. That should not be your life.
Brethren, listen to me attentively. God expects us to live this supernatural life. Revelation 5, chapter 4, verse 1. He asks, come ye hither. Come up here. Come up here. We took that at the crossover service. Come up here. So God is inviting you to a supernatural life. He is inviting you to a supernatural life. Isaiah 8:18. Me and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for the supernatural. Isaiah 8:18. Me, here am I, and the children whom the Lord has given, we are for the supernatural. We are for signs and wonders in Israel. So, as many as you see them, he gave them power to become the children of God. And me and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders. It's time, brethren, to live the supernatural life. Let me close with you before we take communion. I'm jumping a lot of things, but we need to talk about this. For you to access the supernatural, you need to give your life to Christ. That is your only access to the totality of what God has for you. The supernatural is your birthright. Be audacious about it. Be audacious about it. It is your birthright. He, me and the children the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders. And how do we assess it? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The passage you read, Mark chapter 16. Believe, go and preach. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believeth not shall not be saved. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Every sign there is a supernatural experience. In fact, supernatural experiences in the Bible are called signs and wonders. And these signs shall follow. You can be in church forever and your life will be detected by the devil. Especially if you grew up in some churches that some of us grew up, where we just come plus Jesus. Father, we thank you because you have always done it. We are unworthy, wretched sinners. You have come again. You have given your life to Christ. You are still calling yourself unworthy, wretched sinner. After Christ has died for you and taken away your wretchedness and unworthiness. Fake humility. You have come again. Please forgive our trespasses. You are every day sin, 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 sin in your mentality, in your thinking. When will you start living this supernatural life? Your mentality must change. Your heart must change. Your belief system must change for you to live supernatural. So listen, it's as many that believe in him that he gives the power to become the children of God. It's they that believe in him that the signs follow. Do you believe? Then 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone in Christ is a new creator. When you give your life to Christ, you are new. You have moved from the natural to the supernatural. Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is abroad. It's in heaven. You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. You are no longer who you are. You might still look the same way you are, but within you, you have changed. Please, let that be your experience this year. This year. Are you not tired of things happening to you anyhow without any response? Are you not? Are you not tired of ordinary living? It's time to move from natural and move into the supernatural. You are now a new creature in Christ. Your citizenship is above, in heaven. It is your birthright to live the supernatural life. Can I share one scripture or two with you? Let's check 1 John 4:17. The first day I saw this scripture, I almost ran mad. I was one of my happiest days. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Oh yeah, can we read together the last one? From because. Can we read at the top of us? Let me hear you. Because as he is, so are we. He did not say as he was. Okay, let's talk. How is Jesus now? Hello, how is Jesus now? He is seated at the right hand of the Father in glory, in power, in authority, everything under his feet. And as he is, so check your life. Is your life as he is presently? If not, that is what we are going to pursue this year. As he is. I didn't say it too. Can we read again? Because. Can I hear you? Because as he is, so we are in this. Let's check two more scriptures. John 3:8. And I close. We go to the communion. John 3:8. The wind blows wherever it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of a spirit. Everyone born again is like the wind. Have you ever seen the wind arrested before? Water can be dammed. Nobody there dams a wind. You can't stop the wind from entering this building. If you want to stop it, it will carry this building and throw it away. So is everyone born of a spirit. If you don't know, you suffer. If you know, you prevail. If you know, you are in charge. As he is, so we are. And we are like the wind. Jump to verse 31. Jump to verse 31 of John chapter 3. He who comes from above is above all. All he who is of the earth is earthly and speak of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above. Did you remember Philippians 3:20? That your citizenship is in heaven. And if you are from heaven, you are above. Oh, hello. Some things in the Bible, when you teach it, it looks strange. People think about, is it real? But this is a journey we want to take this year. To show you part of a scripture you have read and read, but you never saw it. As he is, so we are. Lift your right hand up and say, I thank you. I bless your name. I glorify you. I give you honor. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand down. Bow down your head. You can only access the supernatural by believing and giving your life to Christ. You can only access. You can only access. Not by religion. By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and giving your life to him. And you are here today and you want to give your life to him so that you can have access to everything that heaven has for you. This year we are not playing religion. We want to play faith, believe in the Lord. And you are here today, you want to give your life to him so that you can have access to the kingdom and the supernatural. Wherever you are, can you lift your right hand up? Let me pray with you. Wherever you are, anyone, wherever you are, we give you praise. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we come to the communion table quickly?
The only way to live the supernatural life is to be audacious. In fact, what I've told you about, many of you know it, but you lack boldness to live it. You lack boldness to confront the problems. You lack boldness to bring the power of God down. You lack boldness to address the issues. It's not that you don't know. It's that you can only assess it by faith and in audacity. Faith and in audacity. Faith and in audacity. Can we bring out the bread? Just bring out the bread. The communion is the supernatural meal in the Bible. It's a supernatural food. It is not ordinary. It grants you access to supernatural dimensions of life. That was why Elijah took and walked into the wilderness for 40 days, 40 nights, without taking anything. That was what the children of Israel took in the wilderness, and none of them were sick. You did not hear that they rushed Moses to hospital. No. Because they ate the food of angels. Take the bread in your hand. Say, by this bread, I live the supernatural life. In the name of Jesus. By this bread, I am empowered. My body is empowered. In the name of Jesus. By this bread, I move from the natural into the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. By this bread, I receive boldness. I receive audacity. In the name of Jesus. By this bread, I receive boldness. I receive audacity. In the name of Jesus. I receive boldness. I receive boldness. By the broken body of Jesus, represented by this bread, every sickness in my body, they are terminated. In the name of Jesus. By this supernatural meal. By this supernatural meal. By this supernatural food, I move forward. I am empowered. I overcome. I overcome. I overcome. I overcome. In the name of Jesus. Take the bread. Take it. Do something for me. All heads bowed. Are you sick? Touch any area of your body where you have an illness. Let me pray for you. We have to practicalize everything we teach. Any area of your body where you are sick. You are going to speak to it yourself. You are going to speak to it yourself. Are we ready? Are you ready? Mention the area of your body. Say, hear the word of the Lord. It is written, I will lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Therefore, I lay hands on you now. I recover from this illness, from this pain. I recover now. Can you minister to yourself? Minister to yourself. You are a supernatural being. You have been empowered for the supernatural. Can you do that for yourself now? Do that for yourself now. Do that for yourself now. Do that for yourself. I am empowered to live this supernatural life. Therefore, I prevail over every illness, over every sickness in my body now. In the name of Jesus, every illness, every sickness in my body. Now. Can you say, I receive the strength? I receive strength. 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 I receive the strength. Every ulcer, every ulcer, every ulcer disappear now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. As He is, so we are. In heaven, there is no defeat. In heaven, the will of God is done. Whatever is not found in heaven that is found in you is an abnormality. For as He is, so I am in this world. Hello, please, do you understand? These are simple things, but tremendous discoveries. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. As it is in heaven, as He is, so I am in this world. So, when you give your life to Christ, apart from going to heaven, is that you must start living the life of where you are going now. Listen to me. In heaven, everyone has something doing. If you are unemployed, it's an anomaly. It's either you are not ready to work, because let me not go there, but let's just understand. If you are unemployed and doing nothing, it is an anomaly. As he is, so we are. Thy kingdom come, that we be done on earth. As it, that was the revelation that gave me my first job. That was the revelation that gave me my first job. If there is no unemployment in heaven, I cannot be unemployed. As he is, so am I. Please, can you say as he is? So am I on earth. Say it, let me hear you. Can we cram this scripture today? Can you cram it? Can you put it in your memory? Hello? Can you put it in your memory? I'm not sure there will be a pregnant woman in the presence of Jesus that they will say he has a complication. For as he is, so we are. Oh, now, I didn't say the devil will not want to bring complication. When he brings it, you face it and say, as he is, so am I. Every complication be taken away. Are you here? There is no barrenness in heaven. There is no miscarriage in heaven. As he is, so we are. Or not. Please, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to live the Christian life for you. I'm going to teach you how to live it. Sickness is not found in heaven. It should not be found in you. The devil will attempt to strike you to be. You will feel the pain. You are the one that will speak to you and say, as he is, so am I. Can you say that? Let me hear you. Say that again. Let me hear you. Oh, my time. Say that for the last time. Let me hear you. Do you believe that? It will take time for you to understand all these ramifications. But start from where you are now. So, look at your house. Look at your family. What is there in your family that is not found in heaven? We are going to speak to it now. Bow down your heads. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. Speak to it. You are not found in heaven. I am an embassy of heaven or not. You shall not be found in me. You shall not be found in me. You shall not be found in me. There are no losses in heaven. There shall be no losses in my life. No robber attacks in heaven. No robber attacks my business. There are no accidents in heaven. I shall not be involved in any accident on earth. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Can you take of the wine representing the blood of Jesus? Let's take one more prayer that we'll pray mainly throughout the year. Lift your right hand up. Say, I receive the spirit of boldness. I increase in faith. Can you pray for, I receive the spirit of boldness and I increase in faith. I increase in faith. I receive the spirit of boldness and I increase in faith. I increase in faith. I receive the spirit of boldness and I increase in faith. I receive the spirit of boldness and I increase in faith. I receive the spirit of boldness and I increase in faith. I receive the spirit of boldness and I increase in faith. I receive the spirit of boldness. I am audacious. I am audacious. I receive the spirit of boldness. I am audacious. I increase in faith. I increase in faith. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. By reason of this covenant meal you have taken, let your destiny open up. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you need to assess, any platform you need to assess for you to be revealed unto the world, let the Lord take you to this platform. In the name of Jesus, by this communion, let your heavens open. Every door shut at you, let them be open. In the name of Jesus, you have open doors to supernatural life. You have open doors to audacity. You have open doors to live the God kind of life. In the name of Jesus, you have open doors for heaven and earth experiences. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember, let me remind you of this. The devil will always test that word. you must arise against him and strike him. Hello, are you here? Hello, here. It is March that we know Christians. January, February, they are already... By March, something start happening. Then, that is when you should arise and challenge darkness. The Lord bless you.